Nathan Zagura here with a breaking news edition of the Browns Huddle. The Browns have made a major move today, acquiring linebacker Jamie Collins from the New England Patriots in return for an undisclosed draft pick. Now, Collins, as many of you know, was a Pro Bowler last year, also second-team AP All-Pro. The linebacker was drafted back in the second round of the 2013 draft by the Patriots. He led their team in tackles in both 2014 and 2015, led the team in tackles in their Super Bowl win 2 years ago over the Seattle Seahawks as well. Considered to be one of the premier young defenders in the National Football League and one of the best playmaking linebackers. He can get you sacks, interceptions, forced fumbles. He does it all, and this is a great acquisition for the Browns. Still a very young player who will be a free agent at the end of the year, and the Browns will be in position to extend his deal and keep him here for a very long time. Again, Browns breaking news. They've acquired Pro Bowl linebacker Jamie Collins from the New England Patriots for an undisclosed draft pick, and he'll be making his way to Cleveland this week. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Here we go, Crowdies! Here we go!
I know the crowd you had was supportive, but there were a lot of empty seats and no-shows. Are you starting to worry about...
No, that's the last thing that's on my mind. I just got to keep... This team's got to get better. You know, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not worried about the no-shows and people that come. You know, I respect our fans, and I appreciate the fans that did come to the game. You know, but we got to give them something to come to the game about. You know, so I get that. So I understand.
You've had second-half leads, I think, mm-hmm. four times this season. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take to finally finish one?
We got to do it. I mean, it's no magic to this. You know, our players, our staff, coaches, and the team, we got to go do it. You got to finish it. You know, we got to get this monkey off our back. You know, it's just that simple. So you said it. We've had chances. You know, you got to finish the game. You know, and those plays that I'm talking about in the second half that we didn't make, some of the things you guys mentioned, tackling, this and that, we got to fix that. Because if you don't, that's what happens.
With it being the halfway point of the season and you don't have the wins to point to, where do you feel this team is showing improvement?
I think the team has shown improvement everywhere, you know. I think there was good defense being played in the first half. You know, I think early in the game, played the run pretty well, made some defenses on the ball. I mean, so that's improvement from last week. You know, the offense was able to, you know, have opportunities to score points, get ahead, have a lead again at halftime. So I think that's improvement. You know, the disappointing part is, like you said, the second half. You know, I haven't solved that. So that's a problem. So I got to get it solved.
Did they make better halftime?
No, oh my Lord, no. It's not a, I mean, again, we have a chance to make the plays. It'd be different if I thought we had no plays to be made. I mean, you just said it, missed tackles, and that's not better adjustments. It has nothing to do with adjustments. I mean, that's just, you got to make those plays. That's what football is, you know. I don't think there was any adjustments they made that was so spectacular that we didn't. They just start making plays. That's what it is.
Do you think there's something there mentally for your guys?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. I don't know that it's mental. I mean, I can't answer that. You know, I'm not going to say it's mental. I just think we got to play better.
You had your veteran quarterback back, played a good first half, you know, go into with the lead. Against the game, you know, people gave you a good chance to win this game. Is this one more deflating than any of the other?
I don't worry about what people give us a chance to. It's what we think. You know, we think we have a chance to win every game we've played. If we played well enough, you know, we just haven't done it. So, no, I'm not more deflated. You know, I keep saying this. I'm probably more determined. You know, I'm being honest. This is rough, but this part of it, you know, we got to get better. And so, from a staff standpoint to our players, we got to keep, you know, sawing wood at this thing and get it better. So I'm not more deflated, you know, by it or anything. It's disappointing, no question. I mean, you guys be tired of losing too, you know, but at the same time, you got to do something about it. Is nobody else can do anything about this, but the players and coaches in that locker room. That's it.
Can you say what you do at quarterback now? Both guys are healthy.
It's too early. I mean, today's Sunday. We just played a game. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, during the week.
Talk about Andrew Hawkins stepping up big today with a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, he made some plays. That's what he is. I mean, he's made some plays, and he's one of the captains on this team. And again, he'll have a lot of say as we continue to move forward. He'll continue to make plays.